Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Tech Geek Podcast, and I'm back right now, and I haven't been posting a lot of episodes, and I know that, but I have some announcements to do. So first one is going to be that we're going to drop every episode right now, every 2 weeks. So the timeline has been increased for me to work a lot to ensure the quality of the podcast. And also, like, I want to stop doing YouTube podcasts because I think it's too early for that. I want to, you know, build up the base on Anchor first and then go YouTube. And I just wanted to tell that now, so that I'm not on YouTube right now, I can't just post anywhere what my announcements will be. And so I have my website right now, so I actually will upload like a blog. I'll do like some blog stuff in the website, so I can do some announcements right there. So stay tuned for that as well. So let's jump into this topics for today. And today we are going to talk about WhatsApp privacy policy, CES 2021, and fun fact, guys, this is the first year I have attended CES 2021 through something. Like, I have attended this year through media, through Tech Geek Podcast, so it's a really special year for me as well. So we're going to talk about what they did there. We're going to talk about AMD announcements, NVIDIA announcements, Intel announcements. So there's going to be a lot of stuff today to talk about, so stay tuned after this message from our sponsor. So first, I want to dive into TCL right now, and I think I haven't ever discussed TCL on this podcast, but I think we need to discuss it because they had a couple of like mediocre announcements, but one that caught my eye. And so let's get started. So they announced two new phones, TCL 20 5G and TCL 20 SE. 5G will come with Snapdragon 690 6.67 inch FHD LCD display, 48MP triple camera, 180 degree ultra wide angle, 2MP macro camera, 4500mAh battery for €249. And that should be about, let me just check it, €249, 22,000 Indian rupees. So that's a lot, and no one should buy this phone ever in their right mind. And they also bought to this TCL 20 SE 6.8 inch LCD display, didn't specify whether FHD or normal HD, 16MP triple camera, 5000mAh battery, €149. And that is about ₹13,000. And they didn't even specify the processor. So if it's a Snapdragon one, it's going to be a 4 series one. And if it's a MediaTek one, it's going to be mostly a P series one. So you shouldn't buy this phone either. But the next thing is actually pretty, like, it's not something we get to see from TCL. It's called Next Paper with NXTS Next. It's like e-paper, e-ink readers from Amazon, like Kindle. But it uses natural light to get backlight. It's fully colored and best suitable for an e-reader. And it's €349, which is a lot, but this is a first generation product. So I expect that to be a lot, but I really am interested in this. And this is the product I talked about in the beginning of this TCL intro. And they also launched the Tab Tennis, which is like a cheap family tab. Let's get into the real stuff right now, which is the AMD keynote. First, just saying, like, last time there were very little amount of 4000 series laptops, and this time AMD promised us to give 150 plus laptops from OEMs. So I expect them to have a really good supply of these, but again, we don't know. It's AMD and NVIDIA. Duh. So we're going to talk about 5800U first. So it's the 15 watt TDP chip, 4.4 gigahertz boost, 18% boost in content creation, 44% boost in video encoding, 7% boost in office applications, 39% boost in design and visualizations. And this is compared to the i7 11th gen, I guess, and up to 17.5 hours of general use and up to 24 hours of video playback. So that these makers are like updating this battery charts right now because of the M1 MacBooks, and they should be really scared of them. Those have really great performance and really great specs for the price. And we also got the new HX series chips. So we got their new like gaming series of chipsets. They have higher TDP than the normal U series, which are like 5300U, 5500U, 5700U, 5800U. And I think there's some other one chip in there, but I don't remember that. So the HX series will be the gaming series of chipset. They will have higher TDP and they are going to have 100 plus FPS in Horizon Zero Dawn game. That is like, isn't that like a GPU heavy game? Why do I need to highlight the processor further? I don't know, guys. And they announced the new 5900HX, which is 8 core 16 thread processor, 4.6 GHz boost, 20 MB cache, and 45 plus watt TDP. A lot of TDP and a lot of numbers there, but it's going to be very similar to the 3900HS we saw last year and the 4900HS. The 4900HS. And I don't see a lot of improvement around here, but the 5800U was a really great one. And also, we are getting 5980HX, which is the same as 5900HX, but a 4.8 GHz boost. And like, even with awesome cooling out there, I wouldn't expect these chips to gonna reach 4.4 or 4.8 GHz like stably. And they'll start being available in February. And AMD also made their graphic cards announcement, which is the RDNA 2 in gaming notebooks. And they didn't give a lot of announcements, but they actually showed a mobile GPU running Dirt 5 at 1440p at 60 plus FPS. So that's it about AMD, and I think we need to talk about Nvidia. So Nvidia had a boatload of announcements, and neither of them are going to be in stock. So be happy, scalpers. Nvidia, so there's a new RTX 3060 non-TI version. So if you're not following, RTX 3060 Ti launched when I was not making any episodes. I actually made an episode on the RTX 3060 Ti, but I actually scrapped it again, and I am making one now about the non-TI, so kind of weird without the context, but I think it should be fine. So the new RTX 3060 non-TI version came out. It got 10x the RTX performance than 1060, which is like the highest used GPU on Steam or something like that, I guess. Yeah, like highest used GPU according to Steam. And 1080p 60fps with RTX on 13 shader flops, 13 shader teraflops, 25 RT teraflops, 101 Tensor teraflops, 12GB DDR5 RAM for $329. Again, it's a great card, like it's an awesome card, but none of you are going to buy it, so I guess just ignore about it right now, but I'm not sure. And they also launched Ampere in laptop, so 3rd-gen Max-Q with DLSS and Dynamic Boost 2.0. What Dynamic Boost 2.0 does is, if there's like an allocated power budget for the CPU and the GPU, so if like a CPU is 45 watts and the GPU is 90 watts, what it is going to do is, if there's a GPU heavy game, it'll take some of that CPU power, like out of the 45 watt, it may take 20 watts and it may use for the GPU. And if there's like a CPU heavy task right there, like rendering stuff, and it's going to take some of that 90 watts and use it towards the CPU. And it even shifts between CPU, GPU and GPU memory. So it also has the new Whisper Mode 2.0 and resizable bar, which is smart access memory of AMD. So they launched the new 3060 laptop series, 3070 laptop series, and 3080 laptops. So 3060 laptop series is going to be 30% faster than the PS5, 90fps ultra settings, 1080p, starts at $999. RTX 3070 laptop, 1.5 times 2070 mobile GPU, 90fps 1440p gaming, starts at $1,299. And RTX 3080 laptops, world's fastest laptop graphic card, 16GB memory, 100 plus FPS with ray tracing, 1440p, starts at $1,999. And they look kind of overpriced, but again, it's Nvidia and the performance seems to be pretty good. Actually, today the reviews came out of these cards and the performance seems to be really, really good. And I guess that's it for Nvidia as well. these are like really short announcements as I'm saying them, but they were actually pretty Raj and almost 30 seconds. And also, like, they announced a few new games are getting ray tracing. Like, there's a new Five Nights at Freddy game, and there's COD Warzone, which is getting ray tracing as well. So, free games, ray tracing with a good laptop, I think is possible right now. So, Intel. Oh my god, I really don't want to talk about Intel right now. Okay, Intel has announced the new vPro business line, which is made for the business user, 1.8 times video editing performance, better performance during video calls. But an hour earlier, AMD just announced a better processor than them. So they're comparing to the 4000 series chips, but the 5000 series chips already came out. And there's the new Pentium and Celeron chipset with 10 nanometers and Wi-Fi 6. 11th gen Chromebooks are coming out with Evo chips, Thunderbolt 4 and Xe graphics. Xe graphics? Like what? What are you going to do on a Chromebook? Gonna play mobile games? And the new 11th gen gaming laptops are coming out up to 5GHz, PCIe Gen 4, 4K in most popular titles, Wi-Fi 6 or Wi-Fi 6E, up to 16mm width. I guess, hooray Intel. Like, Intel's announcement this year are so bland. But there is something going on in Intel. They recently hired a new engineer, retired engineer for them. I don't remember his name. I think it's Glenn Hinton or something like that. Yeah, so Intel senior Glenn Hinton, who was like the lead architect of the core processors that we have today, actually, they hired him back, and something interesting is going on there. But I really hope it comes like faster or something like that, because many people are saying it might take 3 to 5 years. But Intel also announced their 11th gen desktop chips, like not announced, it was announced long back, but they gave a lot more info, like 5GHz boost clock on the 11900K, which is going to have 8 cores, so not the 10 cores that we have last year, but it's coming at a cheaper price, but not as cheap as AMD. Like, what is going on? It's so confusing right now that I don't know what to say. And then we got LG. So LG launched this new QNED technology, which is a mini LED technology, ultra large screen, better black levels than traditional LCD, cheaper than QLED, about 30,000 LEDs, and they also showcased a new rollable screen. That's it for CES 2021, and I'll take a break and I'll be back right now. So I'm back right now, and now we're going to discuss about not so important topics, but also important topics, if you know what I mean. So let's talk about first about YouTube, and YouTube has reportedly paid $30 billion to creators and artists over the last 3 years. I mean, damn. They sure are making a lot of money, I guess, right now. So, you know, it's not late to get on that I want to be a streamer life right now. So, maybe you can make some money as well. And a new phone has launched, a new day, a new phone. And it's the Sony's creator-focused Xperia Pro, which is priced at $2,499. It's a lot. Nobody should buy this, actually. It's just the Xperia Mark II, but has some professional-related features, like can act as a monitor for your camera and do some live streaming stuff with your DSLR, which is pretty great. But if you're listening to my podcast right now, honestly, you're not going to need it. So that's it for that. And Sony's 2021 TV lineup runs Google TV and fully embraces the HDMI 2.1 life. Oh yes, that's the way ahead. That's the way. This is the way. And it will come with variable refresh rate at 4K at 120Hz and EARC support as well across the line. And here's some cool stuff right here. The JLab JBuds frames are open ear headphones you clip onto your glasses. What? Like, what the hell? What are these? They kind of look bad actually on your headphones. So these are like two clips that attach to your your sunglasses or glasses, I guess. And they are essentially speakers for your head, and they are so-called headphones. Oh my god, this looks so dubious right now. Oh, it's too bad. It's not looking good. I'll be dropping down a link for this in the show notes so you can check it out as well. And Arc Access wearable joystick is a Bluetooth remote for your phone. So it's a wearable joystick. It's like a ring, and it is a Bluetooth remote for your phone. It is $99 and comes with waterproof with IP67 as well. And a quick news right here. Elon Musk surpasses Jeff Bezos to become the richest person in the world. Who? Go Elon. Please get Tesla to India. Please. As fast as possible. Okay. That's it for the quick news, as I call it. And let's talk about the real stuff right here. So WhatsApp introduced a new terms, like on a new privacy policy kind of thing, and they told that they'll be like not monitoring your data, but it'll be using your data. Like, obviously it's Facebook, and it'll be using your data for Facebook ads and products experiences. So, and fun fact, WhatsApp actually has done that since 2016. So they just updated their terms and policy right now, but they have been doing that since 2016. So good luck on switching to Signal right now, eh? So Signal is also like a rival messaging app to WhatsApp that is open source, I guess. I think it's not open source. No, is Signal open source? Is it really? Oh, it is open source. So WhatsApp currently uses Signal's end-to-end encryption tools as well. Oh, that's cool. But nobody is going to switch to Signal, and if they switch, they're going to come back in very little amount of time. And if you are so hell-bent on your privacy, you might just not use Google for some time, I guess. Don't use Google. Don't use Twitter. I think that's fine for you, right? Like, sarcastic things aside, this is actually a bad news, but I mean, every free app or company does this to make money, so I'm not hugely surprised that Facebook has, you know, shared this data now, and they even put on WhatsApp statuses that we will not be monitoring your data. So I guess, okay, Facebook, you good boy. I'm not, I guess. What the hell am I saying right now? So Microsoft, let's talk about Microsoft. This is the last news for today, and Microsoft has actually, you know, has a great record with Xboxes, I must say. So they actually changed their Xbox Live Gold pricing to $120 per year, and fun fact, it's actually now $60 per year. So they doubled it and got some serious backlash, and now they changed this back to $60 per year, and now free games also can be played without Xbox Live Gold. I guess it's the right time to buy an Xbox right now, because that PlayStation 5 isn't looking that good, and Cyberpunk runs better on that. So I don't know, man, Xbox seems like the way to go right now. Okay, thank you guys for tuning into this podcast, and you know, subscribe to the podcast, it'll be a lot, and thank you for tuning in, and bye.